Aircheckdownloads.com.
Starting the brand new breakfast show this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. Yes, up bright and early. Pint of milk and yogurt and egg on toast. Liz Kershaw. Actually, I can't be too nasty to Liz. We do actually get on well, despite what people think, but I can't be too nasty to Liz. And the odd occasions that I am a little offhand with her, because she's threatened. She's threatened that she'll send a big brother around, beat me up. That's Andy. And I tell you, he can be tough. So I'm going to have to take it easy for a short while and be careful how I tread with Liz. She's not the weakling herself either, actually. Beds are burning. Midnight Oil coming up, a couple of records we said yes to time and time again on this show. Radio 1. And here's the first. Princess, Say I'm Your Number One. Another one of those records we played over and over again and finally made the chart. That made us happy and it went as far as number 7 in 1985. Say I'm Your Number One, Princess. By Stock, Aitken and Waterman. Three up-and-coming record producers at the time. The same year, I remember a representative from a record company, in other words, a plugger. There are many of those around Radio 1, came to me and said, I've got this new band called the Pet Shop Boys. I said, who? Pet Shop Boys, they're going to be massive. Stuck this record on the turntable. I was expecting them to sing about monkeys, chimps and parrots and stuff like that. Of course, I was totally wrong. They were singing all about the West End Girls. And we liked it so much, this got to play every night, and it made number one in 1985. Pet Shop Boys never look back. West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys, number one in 1985. Thank you also to everybody who's been writing into the show over the last 4 to 5 years. We've had some very creative stuff from you as well. And I know that, a good 60% of our listening audience on the Tea Time Show are doing homework at the same time. And I should believe what you're saying, that it's having the radio on is a kind of a therapy. It helps you in many ways to do your homework. Although, having said that, when I was doing my homework in my bedroom and having the radio on at the same time, I just could not, you know, think. I just couldn't concentrate whatsoever, so the homework never got done in the end. But still, I'm glad you've enjoyed the show in that way, and again, thank you to everybody who's been writing it over the years whilst doing your homework. I'll still want you writing when we do our new breakfast show on Saturdays and Sundays. We start, by the way, at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning and on the Sunday morning. Liz will be here as well. We're still running the 0800 Club. We're moving Blaster Mine to the weekends, and there's a few other bits and bobs going on as well, like 30 Second Theatre. Theatre live on the radio, would you believe it? And our rendition of some of the TV ads that you see on your screens at the moment. Should be a good laugh. From the Fine Young Cannibals, this is Good Thing.
AircheckDownloads.com.